is that it's not just uncovering the purpose, but it's like, how do I live towards that? How can I be the best version of myself?
You can go through and literally discover things about yourself and have it described in such a way that has really never been possible before this time and the technology that we have.
Jesus says, this is why I came. This is my purpose. This was my intent. This is why I am here. Hey, I'm Megan Marcelino. Welcome back to Generations at the Table. Today, I am so excited to talk to you about your purpose and uncovering your purpose and what that journey has looked like for our family. I have the really special honor of having my husband and best friend, Paul Marcelino, here today, and he is going to share with us about his passion for the pursuit of purpose and what that has done for him personally, what we have seen that do for friends and for family, and a new tool that he and our team have been working on creating to help you to not only identify your purpose, but to create a plan to keep walking towards it. Because you know, your purpose and your plan to get to that purpose are two separate things. God has a purpose and a call and a destiny on your life, but the plan to get there can look different in different seasons. So how can you align your habits and your patterns, that plan, that pathway to move you towards your purpose and not away from it? How can you live intentionally? You know, we talk a lot on this podcast about the Hebrew months and the cycles of the Lord and, you know, living in alignment with the cycle that God has created. But the reason for all of that, the baseline, the foundation, is so that we move towards our purpose and we move towards the Father's heart and we, you know, we advance the kingdom, we unlock kingdom destinies. Those aren't just words and taglines. That is what burns in our heart for you. And that is what we want for you today. So today I'm really excited to introduce you to my husband, Paul, and to Purpose Quest. So Paul, welcome to Generations at the Table.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm so glad. So tell me, we were talking last night at dinner, and I said, give me the elevator pitch for someone who's never heard about Purpose Quest. And they're like, what's the elevator pitch?
Yeah. So our tagline is discover your divine design. And I think it really encompasses what we've built in this software. And it helps you what Purpose Quest is, in short, is a self-discovery platform. And so it gives you the experience of going through kind of the self-reflective questions that you need to personally answer yourself in order for us to create what we're calling your purpose plan. Mm-hmm. And so that'll give you personalized insights into your life, things like your why statement. You know, for the first time, it's such a powerful thing to receive. But we go a step deeper and give you personal manifestos, and we give you something called a mishmeret, which we'll get into. It's really your divine charge is the Hebrew translation for that. So anyway, it's very exciting. We like to look at it like it's not like a normal assessment or self-discovery process. It actually takes you through the sort of, not just the self-discovery, but it also grows, your purpose plan changes and grows with you. So it's an ongoing growing platform for you in your life.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I'm so proud of you. This is like a new launch, and it's something that has been really close to your heart. Tell me why. What is it with purpose? What has driven you to pursue purpose? Because you've shared, I think, before on Generations at the Table, your heart for purpose and kind of what you went through. You went through a very intentional period of seeking to uncover your own divine design and your own purpose. Mm-hmm. And you really sought that out. And then you began making changes to your lifestyle to support that. And that's what I love about kind of your passion for this project is that it's not just uncovering the purpose, but it's like, how do I live towards that? And how can I be the best version of myself to actually walk that out? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we've talked about this before. When God calls you to do something, it requires physical discipline in order to carry it out. You know, if God calls you to go to Africa on a mission trip, then you're going to have the financial resources. You're going to have the health. You have to arrange the childcare, arrange the flights, all of those things. Those are physical processes that are necessary for the spiritual expansion that God is calling you to. And what I love about Purpose Quest is it deals with both the physical and the spiritual, the practical and the supernatural, and how those work together and really empower and unlock one another. So talk to us about purpose. Like, why are you so passionate about it?
It was funny, as I was preparing for this episode and just thinking through my past, I had this memory that came up of, it was actually my dad sometime in the 80s, you know, it gives our age a little bit.
Don't do that. Maybe it was the 90s.
Where he gave us a book, and I remember he was passing these around to everyone at the time, but it was a book called Ultimate Questions. And I hadn't even thought about this for, you know, 20 years, I feel like, since this morning it kind of came to memory. And it was that first time in my life as a kid where I was getting hit with some really kind of serious questions, maybe that most people, maybe even adults, haven't, you know, necessarily thought of. But questions like, why do I exist? So for like however old I was, you know, 6, 7 years old when I was reading this for the first time, why do I exist? What is my purpose? You know, what am I here to do? What am I supposed to do? So like these deep kind of seated questions that I was asking myself as a child, I really feel like that was the beginning, but that, yes, that grew into, you know, a lifetime now of seeking purpose, my own purpose. What has God called me to do? And so you brought up, I had an experience a few years ago where, and this is really what birthed Purpose Quest, you know, we were at a point in our lives where I really felt like God had brought us to a point of so much fulfillment because of, you know, the growth of the ministry and the outreach and the impact that we were having on the world. But I knew there was something missing. And it's like, I think this is a question that, you know, we can all ask ourselves. If you get too comfortable in a situation, maybe there's something missing. Maybe there's part of your purpose that hasn't been discovered yet. And that's where I was a couple of years ago. And what that led to was about an eight-month process of self-reflection that I went through.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, basically the outcome takeaway after all of the reading books I did and all of asking myself kind of these questions, is there a part of my purpose that is still missing that I haven't pursued yet? I came out with my why statement. I wrote it out and I had this like why statement that I felt was so concise. Mm-hmm. And I think the birth of Purpose Quest was asking myself, how can I help other people kind of shortcut through this process?
Yeah.
And as I did that and I looked at my own why statement, I saw that, okay, part of my purpose is to not just build the systems that can help other people discover their purpose, but actually help guide people on what their divine design really is. And that's really the short of like how Purpose Quest was born. And fast forward now a couple years later, we have a software that, you know, would take you through what may take you 8 months or more, like what it took me. It can literally happen in a matter of hours or
I remember that less. Season well, because, you know, we go through different seasons in our marriage and our life with our kids where one of us is up earlier and I've got the baby or whatever. But I remember very consistently every morning for months, I would get up and you would be up earlier and you'd be sitting at the end of the breakfast room table by the coffee pot, looking at the lake, but studying. You would have your Bible and you would have your journal, and you were just in a season of pressing in. But what I love about it is, as you know, I'm incredibly passionate about multiplication. If you work for part of the ministry, you're going to hear me say, how do you multiply yourself? How do you multiply your efforts? But what you did is you took that time that God was giving a gift to you, and you began to say, how can I multiply this in the kingdom? How can I give this to others? And so you took what was a gift to you and said, I want to help equip others with tools for a journey for their own self-discovery. So I don't know if you want to read what your why is, or you want me to read your why? Can I read? Or
sure,
is that too personal?
No, read it. No,
okay.
Please.
So this is Paul's why that came from Purpose Quest after he went through his quest and answered the questions. And this was a much more consolidated version than what he had written for himself. So it says, to pioneer innovative systems and awaken God-giving purpose in others so that families and ministries can thrive in their divine destinies and create lasting kingdom impact. And I just think that's so beautiful, because I mean, I know you obviously pretty well, but you are definitely a pioneer. But you like to pioneer systems that facilitate purpose and change and transformation. And how can you help others along that mm-hmm. journey? And so I just think that's incredible. But what I love about knowing that, like as his wife, is it's how can I support him in his deep-seated purpose? How can I help you to fulfill that? How can I help you to pioneer innovative systems? How can I be a supportive wife? Because when you're married to a visionary, sometimes there's a lot going on. But how can I kind of weed through some of the amazing ideas and really focus on those ones to support you that I can see are in fact fulfilling mm-hmm. your purpose and your destiny? So it's not only for you, it's for your family. So mm-hmm. incredible.
Well, once you can write it down, you know, Habakkuk 2:2 talks about writing it down, making it clear on tablets, mm-hmm. plain, right? Like having a clear vision. So having this wise statement is so empowering, because once you have the, sort of your why, it's the beginning point. And we give you this as part of Purpose Quest. Like you'll fill out the questions and then you just get a generated why statement for you, which in my case, when I first went through the process, like you said, it created a better why statement for me than I was able to write for myself after 8 months. But I think one key to take home is about writing it down is clarity. Mm-hmm. It brings forth, you know, the vision in your life. Like having it clear on tablets actually gives you a clear slate to actually begin to produce that in your real life.
Yes. Okay. So that clarity that we have is not only now clarity that you've created for yourself, for your family, for the ministry, but also for others. So tell me about some of the fruit that you're seeing when people truly connect with their mm-hmm. purpose. Like, what are people saying? How are you seeing it change lives? What is the transformation process like?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about when you have clarity, it destroys confusion. Mm-hmm. And so people, if you feel confused, right, that's actually, that is a trait of, you know, the opposite, right, mm-hmm. of what we're going for, right?
Yes.
We need to seek clarity, and you need clarity in your life. The Lord wants you to have clarity in your life. It's the enemy that brings confusion.
Right. Right.
So when you begin to have that clarity, it produces fruit. I mean, you're asking what fruit? I mean, the fruit is, I've heard, you know, we get testimonials in every day from people who use this product and software to help them in their daily lives, like bring guidance. And I can't tell you how often we hear, this is so confirming. So often, like, the Lord will be speaking to you mm-hmm. and you may not be able to decipher, you know, is this real or is this not? But a lot of times the Lord will bring confirmation to you from another source.
Right.
I'm thanking God that Purpose Quest is now becoming that for people, where it can be a source mm-hmm. of confirmation. It's not the end all be all, but it can help people clarify what they're hearing from the Lord is right or incorrect, right? Like it's a beautiful thing. So I'm seeing people like just they use it daily to kind of help them through what they're going through, their personal growth. You know, mm-hmm. one of the takeaways that we give people every day is a daily devotional.
Yes.
Different from any other devotional you've ever received before.
Because it speaks to your unique purpose, to your
absolutely.
Unique divine design.
Yeah. It's, I would call it personalized. I mean, I know that term is thrown around, but a good example would be if, you know, you bought a women's journal, right, from a Christian bookstore or downloaded it from somewhere. And you're reading it, and it does apply to you, like in generalities, right? Mm-hmm. Purpose Quest takes this 10 times further. And basically, we're personalizing to your purpose. We're mm-hmm. personalizing to, like, the unique calling that God has put on your life. So what you end up getting is this rich, mm-hmm. 100% resonating, you know, words that come at you through this devotional every day. And it's transforming people. We're seeing the fruit every day where people love, you know, going down this path. It's encouraging people not only in their walk with the Lord, but really going after their own purpose and trying to pursue that and accomplish what they're called to do.
Yeah. So one of the things I love about Purpose Quest is that it is created under the belief that you were created on purpose and for a purpose, and that this tool is here to help you uncover that. And it's not just so that you know it, so that you can live it. And it helps you set goals so that you can say, here's goals that I have personally that are going to help move me towards that purpose. And what I love about it is, if you're familiar with the book Good to Great, there is this whole concept that there are good things in our lives and there are great things in our lives. And I believe that this applies outside of just business principles. It can apply to families, it can apply to hobbies, it can apply, of course it applies to business and ministry also. But when you get clear, like Paul said, and you let go of that confusion that the enemy tries to plant, fear and confusion, and God wants to give you clarity and love, it's when you get clear on that, then you can start making decisions and saying, is this opportunity ahead of me, is it a good thing? Or is it a great thing in line with my purpose? And can I say yes or no to it? Because the challenge is, for many of us, we are presented with so many good things. It's hard to know, what do I say yes to and what do I say no to? So for me, having this tool has helped me say, okay, yeah, that is a good thing. There's nothing wrong with it, but it's not a great thing. And it's not really aligned with my purpose. It's not really aligned with our purpose. The other thing that I find incredible when you do it with a spouse is that you have your separate purposes, but you do see how they overlap and how they intertwine. And again, how can you support one another? Paul is incredibly a supportive husband of me, and he helps me fulfill my purpose, and he helps me fulfill, you know, my destiny. And at the same time, I hope that I in turn do that for him. And, you know, we're starting to explore this with our children. How do we create a foundation for them that helps launch them into their purpose, that this is more than just about your education and, you know, giving your children even a physical education or a spiritual education? How do we give them an education in purpose and help equip them to be who they were created to be and to carry that out? And so it's really an incredible tool. I'll tell you right now, it takes a little bit of time. You got to invest in it. You got to put some thought in it. But once you do, the reward is so great. So I really could not encourage you enough to find a quiet place, go through the process, go through the quest, and don't be afraid to look inside of yourself and answer honestly, transparently, and with authenticity, because that is how you're going to generate the best results. And that's how you're also going to see maybe areas in your life where you want to pivot. I have this really random first memory of when you kind of first started this process. Someone filled it out and they didn't like their purpose statement. And they said that, you know, they gave you some pretty strong feedback. And I was like, I think they just didn't like the reflection in the mirror. And that's okay, because there are seasons in our life where we may say and do things that we need to have the courage to look and say, this needs to change. Yeah. And so I think that this is what the true inside of me is saying, not actually what I'm pretending to be. This is what the reflection says. So how do we pivot on that? So what is the risk for people who don't pursue their purpose or who live without clarity of purpose?
Yeah, when you remove purpose, it's like you don't just, a good way to think about it is you don't just go into like maintenance mode, you know, by not pursuing your, or like you don't, it's not just static. You actually begin to drift downward, and it begins this process of moving further and further away.
Distraction.
From you. Yes, absolutely. And so, you know, it's not just, to me, it's not just about, it's like your talents and, you know, your, what you really feel like is, what you're called to do, it begins to escape you, right? Mm-hmm. And the more you don't focus on it, you begin to drift mm-hmm. off.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, so if someone were to want to start their process, they're like, I've heard about this, I'm excited, I want to jump in. Tell us about how they get involved and in what you're doing.
Yeah. I mean, it's all you need to go. You go to the website. If you're used to using a computer for this, just go to mypurposequest.com.
Okay.
And you can sign up right there and begin. It takes sort of, you know, 30.
There's a free account option.
30 seconds to a minute to go through the first quest. And so I would just encourage you, whether you have time to kind of go through the whole process or not right now, definitely, you know, go to the website, mypurposequest.com, fill out that first quest, which is just a couple basic questions, creates your account, And then at that point, you know, take as much time as you need to continue to go through the process. And yeah, it's a beautiful discovery tool. We feel like we're, you know, we're proud to offer this gift to people. This is free, like Megan was saying. You can go through and literally discover things about yourself and have it described in such a way that has really never been possible before this time and the technology that we have at our disposal. So take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Find your purpose and yeah, grow. Continue to grow. Get your purpose plan when you finish all the quests, and that'll be continue to adapt with you as you grow.
Yeah, this is truly an amazing tool, an amazing gift for you to uncover your purpose and to be a part of that, to be an active participant in your journey of life, and to not just be like drifting and allowing life to carry you wherever it goes, to live with intentionality, to live with clarity, to live with love and excitement. So as Paul said, mypurposequest.com, you can start out with just the beginning. It is a free option for you. You can see what quest one is, answer those questions, and just begin that process of introspection. I would encourage you to do it from a prayerful place and then continue all along those journey. And hopefully you'll share this with your family and your friends, and you can support one another in being transformational. I actually messed up today. I meant to grab a scripture. I read it just yesterday, and I believe it was in John, but I don't know how many times in the word Jesus says, like, this is why I came. This is my purpose. This was my intent. This is why I am here. Jesus was clear on his purpose. Jesus was clear on the destination of his journey. Jesus was clear on this is what he came for. This is what he came to do. And therefore, he was able to carry it out with steps of obedience. So I think what Paul said about getting clear and not operating in confusion is so important, because it's kind of like, you know, if you're in the car and you've got your map going and there's instructions, it's like, you know, in 500 feet, turn left. If you don't take that turn, you're not going to end up at the destination that you want to do. In a few minutes, it's going to be like make a U-turn. So you may eventually make it, but how much time and effort do those U-turns cost you? So remember, we are stewards of our time, our talent, and our treasure. And when we are clear on our purpose, and we are clear on our goals, and we are clear on our purpose plan, we are able to better steward that which has been gifted to us. And so that when, you know, it's this like the story of the parable when he comes back and he's like, what have you done with what I gave you? Did you invest it? Did you hide it? Did you multiply it? What is God going to say to you when he comes back? He's like, how did you steward your purpose? How did you steward your time, your talent, and your treasure? Purpose Quest is an opportunity for you to be a better steward through clarity, through honestly convenience, and through daily reminders. The daily devotionals they're fire. They're amazing. I love them. And so they're incredible. And I've been a part of a family that has had those books that we read, and you're like, hey, did you hear this in Come Away My Beloved, or Hinds Feet in High Places, or Jesus Calling, or did you read this prophetic word? This is one of those tools, those lifelines, that is a confirmation to what the word is saying. And of course, it's obviously not the inspired word of God, the same as the Bible, but it is a confirming word. So amazing job. So proud of you. So excited.
Thank you.
So, all right. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you so much for being a part of this conversation. I look forward to being with you next week. Same time, same place. And don't forget to go to mypurposequest.com and start your journey of discovery today.